Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, reading today from the Free Grace Broadcaster as we take a little break from Spurgeon's sermons on sovereignty. We'll come back to them later, but every quarter the Free Grace Broadcaster is sent to my house, and I like to read from it. By the way, it can be sent to your house. All you have to do is contact these folks at the Chapel Library. Give them an email at chapel@mountzion.org and tell them that you'd like to receive the Free Grace Broadcaster free at your house, too. It'll come to you every quarter. It'll be a different subject that they'll be talking about each quarter. And they, meaning guys like today, J.C. Ryle, and then you'll see Charles Spurgeon now and then, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Brooks, and John Bunyan. Those are the ones that we'll be hearing from in the next few episodes here. Then we'll go back to Charles Spurgeon's sermons on sovereignty. Free Grace Broadcaster, issue 254, winter of 2020. The subject is heaven. Heaven. Just a real short one today from J.C. Ryle. He was the man who was the bishop of the Anglican Church, born at Macclesfield, Cheshire County, England, UK. And I think I said that right, right? It's not Cheshire, but Cheshire County. I do have a friend now who will let me know when my British pronunciations are not quite up to snuff, and I'm glad. Just keep letting me know. That's a good thing. J.C. Ryle lived from 1816 to 1900. This is the passage of Scripture that he used in John 14, 1 to 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. We have in this passage a very comfortable account of heaven, or the future abode of saints. It is but little that we understand about heaven while we are here in the body. And that little is generally taught us in the Bible by negatives, much more than positives. But here, at any rate, there are some plain things. First, heaven is a Father's house, the house of that God of whom Jesus says, I ascend unto my Father and your Father. That's in John 20, 17. It is, in a word, home, the home of Christ and Christians. This is a sweet and touching expression. Home, as we all know, is the place where we are generally loved for our own sakes and not for our gifts or possessions. The place where we are loved to the end, never forgotten, and always welcome. This is one idea of heaven. Believers are in a strange land and at school in this life. In the life to come, they will be at home. Heaven is a place of mansions, of lasting, permanent, and eternal dwellings. Here in the body we are in lodgings, tents, and tabernacles, and must submit to many changes. In heaven we shall be settled at last, and go out no more. Here we have no continuing city, Hebrews 13:14 says. Our house, not made with hands, shall never be taken down. And heaven is a place of many mansions. There will be room for all believers and room for all sorts, for little saints as well as great ones, for the weakest believer as well as for the strongest. The feeblest child of God need not fear there will be no place for him. None will be shut out but impenitent sinners and obstinate unbelievers. Heaven is a place where Christ himself shall be present. He will not be content to dwell without his people. Where I am, there ye may be also. We need not think that we shall be alone and neglected. Our Savior, our elder brother, our Redeemer, who loved us, gave himself for us, shall be in the midst of us forever. what we shall see and whom we shall see in heaven, we cannot fully conceive yet while we are in the body. But one thing is certain, we shall see Christ. Let these things sink down into our minds. And to the worldly and careless, they may seem nothing at all. To all who feel in themselves the working of the Spirit of God, they are full of unspeakable comfort. If we hope to be in heaven, it is pleasant to know what heaven is like. And we have, lastly, in this passage, a solid ground for expecting good things to come. Our sinful flesh is apt to rob us of our comfort about heaven. We wish we could think it was all true, we say, and we fear we shall never be admitted into heaven. Well, let us hear what Jesus says to encourage us. One cheering word is this: I go to prepare a place for you. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people, a place that we shall find Christ himself has made ready for true Christians. He has prepared it by procuring a right for every sinner who believes to enter in. None can stop us and say we have no business there. He has prepared it by going before us as our head and representative and taking possession of it for all the members of his mystical body. As our forerunner, he has marched in, leading captivity captive, and has planted his banner in the land of glory. He has prepared it by carrying our names with him as our high priest into the Holy of Holies, and making angels ready to receive us. They that enter heaven will find they are neither unknown nor unexpected. Another cheering word is this: I will come again and receive you unto myself. Christ will not wait for believers to come up to him, but will come down to them to raise them from their graves and escort them to their heavenly home. As Joseph came to meet Jacob, so will Jesus come to call his people together and guide them to their inheritance. The second advent ought never to be forgotten. Great is the blessedness of looking back to Christ coming the first time to suffer for us. But no less great is the comfort of looking forward to Christ coming the second time to raise and reward his saints. Now, let us leave the whole passage with solemnized feelings and serious self-examination. How much they miss who live in a dying world and yet know nothing of God as their Father and Christ as their Savior. Amen. That's from Expository Thoughts on John, Volume 3. It's in the public domain, as are, I think, everything in here, at least the ones who have passed on. Well, we have some time. I would like to share with you the other things that I normally share with you anyway, but we have the works of other great men of God on this website. We have their stories, and as with J.C. Ryle, we have their words, many of them. I trust that you'll look around. If you're in real time with me, it's Friday, and you've got a couple days ahead of you. I hope that you'll maybe take some time to look around the website. There's North Korea audios. I was not there, but very close to North Korea several years back, and it became a serious part of my life and my heart, and I've been wanting to share about it ever since. There are photos there. You just click on the album, and you'll see several years' worth of photos, not that I took, but that are available online for anyone to see. And I just wanted you to get a picture of what North Korea is, so you will pray for that place. I've done studies on the Quran and Muhammad. I've done prophecy studies, especially end-time prophecy. I've gone through the whole Bible a couple times. I've written some commentaries. Just finished one, by the way, on Galatians. Galatians is at the publisher right now. You should be able to receive it probably this week, or maybe in the next day or two, maybe today. I don't know. They're pretty quick. Commentary on Galatians, using Martin Luther's commentary and using Harry Ironside's commentary and some words from MacArthur, but now together we've put together some words that I hope will be helpful to you about that little letter of Paul. And then there are books for purchase. You just click on store. There are now 50, with Galatians 52 titles available to you. I'm working on 53 being made for you also. There is one that I wasn't sure that I should put on sermon audio, but I may just do that. We will see. But each one is available at Amazon, all 53 of them, on Kindle. If you want to buy them on Kindle, they're just $1 if you're a Kindle kind of person. Also, you can now purchase from me a disc that will have all 53 books in. I mean, you won't see the covers and the color and all of that sort of thing, but just the actual documents before they were sent to the publisher, but the actual documents of 53 books, and you can just read them on that disc. I send you two discs, actually, that will have all of them on there. All you have to do is click on Give up at the top, and then I do need a $10 donation for that to pay for the postage and whatever else. I think $10 is not a lot to ask for 53 books. Anyway, be sure that your address is included there so I can get those right to you. And then go to Facebook. My timeline will tell you a little bit of the things that I've been into. Lately, I did descend into the world of politics just a bit to air my own frustration about what's going on in my country here. But there's other things on the timeline that you will see that I've put on from Spurgeon and many others. And then go to criesfromamongus.com. That's a blog. I don't actually write a blog every day, but I take excerpts from my books and put them on there as a blog. And they, for the most part, deal with the cries that rise from the church to the ears of God. It started out with the cries of some victims at a Christian, supposedly Christian home where people were being abused. And then it developed into just all kinds of cries, the cries of false doctrines that are out there and that sort of thing. And then at YouTube, just type in Bob from Hackberry House. That one book that I was questioning is being put on YouTube right now. It's, I guess it's over halfway done now. And then, men, we have for you a Zoom meeting every Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Central Time. Just send me an email telling me about your life in Christ a little bit so I know who's coming to our meeting. And you have to have a Zoom application on your phone or computer. And send me that email, and I'll send you an email by return email that will give you a link to get into the Zoom meeting on Saturday nights. Please come to that. We have some great men who already come every week, and it's kind of fun meeting with some guys all over the country and sharing the things of the Lord. We're going to be talking about grace, Lord willing, this time, and whatever else the men want to talk about. And I think that's it. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.